Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
James May from PennDOT. Hey, good morning, James. How are you?
I'm doing well. And sometimes in my job, there are things that I think I know, and then you start asking the question on air, and I think, boy, is there any truth to that? Do we really not put the plows down until we get a certain amount of snow? And so I call out to the assistant county manager, and he says the policy that we have in place is as soon as the road gets white, we begin to drop the plows, and that's when they put the plows down.
Now we have an answer, and thank you for calling in, because people are saying the book says 2 inches before you drop the plow.
Well, and I asked him, why is it that this sort of rumor is out there? His thought is that many times when you're dealing with your driveway or maybe a parking lot that people aren't driving over constantly, that's sort of a rule of thumb that people use. Many times you just wait until you get so much snow because you'd be wasting time. In his words, he said that if we would wait, what ends up happening is whatever is on there gets packed down so tight you would need a grader to actually get it off. And so, yeah, as soon as the road is white, that's when they begin to drop the plow.
Nice, and just keep up with it. This doesn't look like it's going to dump a lot on us, but the big problem is the icy mix later. Now, we had previous storms that came in when the temperatures were down below 10 degrees. Is it true the salt that we use here in Northeast PA, it doesn't work below that temperature, or it doesn't work well below that temperature?
Yeah, all salt begins to lose its effectiveness below about 15 degrees when it'll start losing the effectiveness. And so there is a different type of, salt is sodium chloride. We can use calcium chloride at certain times. And we normally use that for, like, if there's a water main break and it's a real thick ice, because that has some other challenges as well. That will actually begin to gel and many times can make the road worse. Plus, it's quite honestly, it's very, very expensive to use that. So we prefer using more natural salt and mixing that in with the anti-skid.
But today we wouldn't be dealing with any of the special salt data because the temperatures are not going to drop that low.
No, and you know what? And that's one of the challenges with this storm is that we had a webinar yesterday, and I jotted down you get bored in these webinars, and I started jotting down the words they were using to describe this storm, and they were using rain, freezing rain, sleet, snow, ice, temperatures above freezing, temperatures below freezing, and we're sort of sitting on that precipice now of, 32 degrees where some areas you might go out and the roads might be clear. Well, right, not now, but earlier today you might go out and the roads were clear, and then you might have the freezing, and then other places will be rain. So this is going to be an interesting one because there's such a variance in the precipitation, and depending on where you are and maybe the elevation, the time of day, it seems like we're getting every possible weather pattern except for sunshine today.
Yeah, and before the texts start coming in, let me ask you the questions that everyone always asks. Do you have all your drivers out today?
We do, yes. We have all of our drivers. And again, when it comes to what we have, the fact that we have a driver shortage, all of our plows are being run around the clock. So what happens is the drivers that we have end up working longer shifts right now. We adjust the schedule, and they work 12-hour shifts. So, yes, all the plows that we have are out. I was out this morning with a TV station at one of our salt sheds. We have private contractors who are coming in with us as well. So it's all hands on deck, and there's no sort of a service because of the need for plow drivers. We push that because we do need plow drivers, but that's not cutting back on the service simply because there's a limited amount of plows that we have, and they will be driven around the clock throughout this storm.
Now, pardon my ignorance on this, but I get confused with some of these things. You guys are primarily handling highways, correct? Correct? Or are you handling other things too?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Highways meaning like interstate?
Like say you live in Pittston. Pittston Township would take care of that, correct?
Right. We only handle state roads.
State roads, correct.
We don't handle the turnpike. That's actually a different entity. The turnpike takes care of that. And then a locally owned road would be taken care of by the local municipality. So now sometimes there are state roads. Many times there are state roads that go through local municipalities. but we only take care of state roads. And, you know, when going back to that, when you were talking before about the plows being up, many times a driver might be heading out somewhere that his route is down in Pittston, but he picks up the salt from, you know, 10 miles away, and he won't plow that entire stretch and put salt down the entire stretch of where he's going because he's headed out to work somewhere. So you might every so often see someone who's driving, but they're not putting down material. That's because they're heading out to Pittston or wherever it is. Right, and we don't have a salt shed at every single location.
But that's the stuff people notice, though. Right? Like, I saw a plow and he wasn't doing anything. It's like, well, because he was just on the wrong road.
The other thing, and I heard somebody say before, I drove from, you know, Hazleton up to the mall and I didn't see a plow. You're not always going to see a plow wherever you are driving, that you're going to be right behind it or right in front of it. But one of the nice things now is that we do have the 511 PA tracker system that people can go on. And so whenever somebody calls me and says, there hasn't been a plow on Davis Street since, you know, last snowstorm, I can go on and actually see exactly when that plow went down. You can track it, you can see it. And so we are able to track all of the plows and to know exactly when they are, and the public can do that as well. 511PA.com.
Well, cool. Listen, thank you. Feel free to call back if things go. I have a feeling, based off of experience, most people realize this. These are the storms that cause the biggest headaches because, like I said, you have people who went into work thinking, there's nothing wrong here, and then they're going to try to leave when it starts to get bad in a couple hours, and then it gets ugly. So,
and I think that's because we're hearing these forecasts of it only being, you know, a few inches of snow, mm-hmm. and we're not keeping in mind, okay, it's a few inches of snow followed by rain, followed by freezing rain, followed by sleet, followed by temperatures above freezing, below freezing. Yeah, this has the potential to be very, very slick for the roads, especially as we get later into that freezing rain time. Yeah. So please be careful and don't assume that just because we're not getting 18 inches of snow that the roads will not be slick when you head out.
Yeah, and I'll add in, it's during the work hours, during the typical work hours. So that adds a lot to it because this same storm overnight on a Saturday into a Sunday morning causes nobody a headache. You know,
this
time of day causes issues. Well, hey, if you have any updates or anything, feel free. You can always give a call here. So thank you for calling.
I will. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.